It's Sunday, the 18th of October, and it's, I'm guessing, around 10 a.m. We had a good long lie in bed. In fact, it was a bit of a struggle getting out of bed at 9 o'clock this morning, and that was since 10 o'clock last night. We woke again to gorgeous, beautiful, almost clear blue skies. Sun is shining brightly, and it's lovely and warm standing here outside the caravan. And like yesterday, I'm standing in a wee vantage point, looking right through a clear gap in the tree line across the Firth of Clyde towards Rossie. It's absolutely beautiful this morning. We're really quite high up here at this point, so it's about as high as the caravan park gets in altitude, and it gives wonderful views. I'm watching crows fly across in circles across the caravan. I've already spotted a grey rat. Actually, I mean a long-tailed grey squirrel. Plenty of birds up in this area because it's the mix of trees. There's everything from conifers through the indigenous trees. It's a lovely area, this waterside, that is only near a wee burn, but there is a burn side next to us, so they've got the title right. How have you got water side? I don't know, but that doesn't matter because it's been beautiful. Oh man, yesterday, a foggy start in the morning again. We got ready and headed up to Gourock to get the ferry over to Rossie, and as we stood waiting with our ferry tickets at Gourock, the skies cleared and cleared and cleared, until by the time the ferry was ready to leave, we were already in clear blue sky, and it stayed that way right through till about 6 p.m. where it just kind of clouded over a wee bit. So there wasn't the gorgeous sunset of the previous night, but yesterday in Rossie, the sail over was fantastic. Incredibly calm waters again because of the high pressure. But we got our dinner in the usual Esplanade Hotel, met our friends, that and one in particular, the wee girl. She's a tiny wee Glasgow lass. She's in her 40s, easily in her 40s, maybe even a bit older, but she looks so young and she's so tiny. But she's so friendly, and we hadn't seen her last time, but she was there yesterday, so we had a wee blether asking her where the hell she'd been. And we got a wee bit of story off her, it was great. So then we had that, and we walked around to my wife's favourite wee shop in Rossie. It's a Victorian shop, and it's everything in it is second-hand jewellery or ornaments, things like that. It's run by a wonderful mother and son couple. Sometimes they're mother's there, sometimes the son's there. The son's in his 50s, easily, going on 60, I'd say. But yesterday, the two of them were there. This guy has got all the patter in the earth, honestly. He is just rapid fire, non-stop patter. He can cut you to the bone. If you cut him back, he'll take it. He's just wonderful to meet, to enjoy on. And my wife got a wonderful new pair of slipper earrings. She'd lost one a while ago. She'd never found it, so we've been looking out for one, and he had these in. In fact, it was his old mother that pointed them out. Of two emeralds and a wee diamond on these slipper earrings. And he gave her a special deal. So she was perfectly happy with that. So she's wearing now two earrings again, instead of having to move one from left to right each morning. So it was great. We spent a good 2 or 3 hours on Rossie and then caught the ferry back. Oh my, you know, I love this place. I love this whole area. And Ross is a place I'd love to stay. I really would. I'd love to stay in Ross. When you're over there and you're looking back over the mainland, you realise you really are only 35 minutes in a ferry ride away from the mainland. And Ross itself's lovely. And it's on the Isle of Bute, and the Isle of Bute's beautiful. And, oh my. It's got it all as far as I'm concerned. That wee bit of isolation, but, you know, a finger touch away from the biz of life if you want it. So anyway, today, this morning, standing in the sun, getting my back hit, went to go in the shower. We are going to... That'll be Mary at the shower. We're going to head down to Ayr, down the coast to Ayr. There's a big car boot and market on there every Sunday at the racecourse, the Ayr racecourse. And then we'll spend some time down there as well. And then see what we do with the rest of the day. We'll either come back here or we'll come back and head home again this evening. But we'll wait and see. Wait and see how the weather goes, wait and see how the day goes. So far, 2 days of absolute beautiful weather. Absolutely beautiful weather. Can't believe it, actually. It's just God's grace and fortune has certainly shone on us over the past 2 days. And all the lovely things we've done. Right, I'm away and I get ready for the shower.